Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook at www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. You'll find more than 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player at audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. That's Mr. Media. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the world's new media capital and site of shooting for many of the boat scenes and interiors in the best-selling adult film Pirates, St. Petersburg, Florida. Jim McBride is a man's man, if the man in question likes ogling naked actresses on TV and in films. McBride does all that, and even better, is well paid to do it, separating him from the rest of us slobs who are mere hobbyists by comparison. You probably know McBride better by his nom de skin, Mr. Skin, as in MrSkin.com, the website he created and now runs with a staff of skintrepreneurs. And I'll let him make the rest of the puns. He's also a weekly contributor to the Howard Stern Show on Sirius Satellite Radio. This is McBride's third visit to Mr. Media Radio. The first two times around, he was here to promote his books, Mr. Skin's Skin Cyclopedia, the A to Z guide to finding your favorite actresses naked, and Mr. Skin's Skintastic Video Guide, the 501 greatest movies for sex and nudity on DVD. Today, he's joining me to reveal the winners of MrSkin.com's 11th Annual Anatomy Awards. Here's a clip celebrating one of this year's winners, Academy Award-winning actress Helen Mirren.
She's already an Oscar-winning actress and a Dame Commander of the British Empire. And now, boob-tastic Brit babe Helen Mirren has one more award to add to her trophy case.
The Lifetime Skin Achievement Award.
Beginning with the 1969 Skinston classic, Age of Consent, Helen holds the distinction of being the only actress to have shown skin in five decades. Helen made her second coming with an eye-popping full frontal scene in 1972's Savage Messiah, and before the decade was out, she got naked in an imperial orgy in the skin-filled Roman epic Caligula. The go-go 80s saw Helen going nude again, bearing her cheese and crumpet in Hussy, and showing off her ever-growing knockers in the kinky flick, The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. By the 90s, Helen's bra size swelled to a mam-tastic 38C, and the 55-year-old developed a philosophical attitude toward nudity, getting topless in the biopic, The Passion of Ayn Rand. In 2003, this Golden Girls Globe secured a Golden Globe nomination for Calendar Girls, and she gave us a last look at the Mirren muff with a skinterracial sex scene in Shadowboxer. Helen's bikini body was positively gilf-tastic when paparazzi caught her sunbathing in 2008, so if the Grand Dame wants to go for six decades of skin, no one's going to stop her. Congratulations, Helen, on a lifetime of skin achievement.
Oh, my God. The puns just never stop coming with this guy. Folks, listen, you can check out all of the awards online at www.mrskin.com. It's mrskin.com/radioawards2010. Jim McBride, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Hello, Mr. Media. Always great to meet another or talk to another Mr.
How are you?
Doing great.
So what's the big news from this year's awards?
Well, I think it's not so much from this year. I think over the last couple of years, to me, the biggest nudity news is the fact that, you know, in the 80s and 90s, all the best nudity came from the theater, came from movies. And it not only was abundant in the films, but what they showed was a lot of full frontal action. And you know, you think about Titanic, was, you know, before Avatar, the biggest grossing movie of all time, but it had great nudity from Kate Winslet in it, and it's almost like something that would be difficult to imagine these days, where a huge blockbuster movie had nudity. And the biggest change, though, over the last couple of years has been all the great TV series that are on HBO or Cinemax or Showtime or even the Starz network. So I can tell you that the theater nudity in the 2000s has kind of dropped off, but it's been more than made up with all these great cable TV series. So we're getting as much, if not more, nudity. It's just not all coming from the theater.
I guess, and last time we spoke, I think we touched on this, Eva Amore,
yes.
Susan Sarandon's daughter, right? I mean, and
that's
she won an award from
yes.
you guys. That's
yes.
Amore. She was recognized a couple of times, wasn't she?
Well, yeah. I mean, she had an incredible year, and she should be. She was voted best nude scene from television because of her great striptease in Californication. And this, like you said, is Susan Sarandon's daughter. She has the Sarandon breasts, which is great to see, and she shows them off a few times this season on Californication. But she also was the winner of Best Nude Daughter of a Famous Mother, so she won multiple awards, plus Californication won for Best Television Show for Nudity. So Eva Morey had a great 2009.
And what did you find? I'm looking at Best Nude Daughter of a Famous Mother. You put side-by-side pictures of Eva and Susan. I know you study these things. You're a regular mm-hmm. student of this stuff. What did you find when you put their pictures side-by-side?
That she's a nip off the old block.
I'll just throw them down, and you just hit them out of the park, okay?
No problem. No, you can see that the similarities in the shape and especially the size. The big difference, though, is Susan Sarandon's rather short. I would guess she's no taller than 5'4". Eva Amore comes in at a gigantic 5'10". So I think there's a big difference in size, but breast size, a lot of similarities.
And you mentioned the importance of cable this year, cable TV shows. The newcomer of the year was Jessica Blank in Bored to Death, and I knew when I saw that episode that we'd wind up talking about that at some point.
You were thinking of me. Because she this, you know, the critics have been, you know, on and off with this, some good, a lot of bad, but the big joke is Bored to Death is a great name for this show because there's definitely been some slow moments, but they've renewed it, I guess, for another year. But this scene where Jessica Blank walks out of the Ted Danson's bedroom was such a great moment that I can guarantee you would not have been bored to death during that scene. So, she, and another thing, nudecomer of the year, people ask me why wasn't Eva Amore a nudecomer of the year? And really, nudecomer means that you did a nude scene when you were completely unknown, and that nude scene kind of made you known in some mm-hmm. respect. Eva Morey was Susan Sarandon's daughter. She had done things before. She was famous because of being Susan Sarandon's daughter, so she wasn't technically a nudecomer in the spirit we try to do in the awards. So that's the reason, if anyone's wondering. You had to be relatively, you know, an unknown and did a great nude scene versus being famous and then do your first nude scene.
I see. All right. Well, I appreciate you clarifying.
We take our nudity very serious, Bob.
And you clarify in a way that only you can do.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I have to ask you, as a guy who wrote Will Eisner's biography, the comic artist Will Eisner, I saw that Eva Mendez, speaking of Eva's, won for Best Butt in the spirit. It may have been the only highlight of that movie.
Yeah, it was Frank Miller movie. It really bombed. But, you know, again, the beautiful thing about MrSkin.com is that we don't worry if the movie's good or bad or who's in the movie. All we care about is if there's some good nudity. And this butt shot of Eva Mendez is not only did I think it was the best, we opened the voting for some of these categories this year and let people vote. And the people spoke, and they voted Eva Mendez, too. So I am not alone in thinking this was the best butt shot. There was some stiff competition, of course, from Paz de la Huerta and Limits of Control, Sienna Miller and Mysteries of Pittsburgh and Tory Naughton in Notorious, but Ava's butt shot was the winner this year.
Well, I'm just going to make a little connection here. Mysteries of Pittsburgh, I believe, is based on the book by Michael Chabon, who, if I have this all correct, wrote the introduction to my biography of Will Eisner.
There
you go. Eva Mendez won the category in the spirit. I mean, it's all,
yep.
You know.
It's all tying together.
That's why St. Petersburg is the new media capital of the world, because it all comes from here.
That's great.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, in something like this, now on the page here, and I'll remind people what the URL is, it's MrSkin.com/anatomy awards. You have a close-up shot of Eva Mendez's butt, but
mm-hmm.
How do you know that it's not a butt double?
Well, no, if you saw the scene, it's completely her. You could see the face leading into the scene. We just focused so much right there on the butt that you're not seeing her face with the body. But trust me, that is Eva Mendez.
Okay. All right. I didn't. Okay. I admit.
I didn't want to make a joke about my crack staff confirming that either. So.
Oh God. So do you have these things written out ahead, or are you just that?
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting there. Unfortunately, this is my life. So.
Were there any surprises in the selections this year?
Well, I guess surprises. I don't know if that's the best word. I think. Here's one. I'll tell you a surprise. We were talking about this here at the office, that we did not award a best lesbian scene this year, and we just felt there was nothing lesbian worthy. And to me, that was a huge surprise, because in past, and this is my 11th annual Anatomy Awards, best lesbian scene has been really important. We're tracing some of the problem of this year's No Best Lesbian to the fact that the L Word was canceled last in 08. So that really hurt a chance for 2009 to have a great lesbian scene, because it seemed like, in the years that show was running, I think three or four of the best lesbian scenes came from the L Word.
Hmm. I know, I was surprised. I had one of the actresses from that show, Janina Gavankar, on here.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually been on twice. And I was surprised to find that she was not lesbian. Kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's a good surprise.
Yeah. And I want to point out, I played the clip about Helen Mirren before, and a spectacular clip, if anyone's interested. You should actually watch the video that audio came from on MrSkin.com. But what she actually won was the Lifetime Skin Achievement Award.
Yes.
And I think it was just a year or two ago that we saw her and we were marveling about what great shape she was. But then when you go back and get all those clips, it really is astonishing.
Oh, yeah, and we do a Lifetime Skin Achievement Award every year. And I think if you were listening in that video, we mentioned, and it's a great trivia question, she's the only actress at MrSkin.com that has done a nude scene in 5 decades. Her first nude scene was in 1969 in Age of Consent. And what's kind of cool is, there's still a chance with her, because she's just so, fine with nudity. If she does a nude scene in a movie this year or next year, which is still possible because she's still looking good, she will be not only my only 5-decade nuder, but she could do 6, and that would be unprecedented.
Is there anybody even close? Has anyone done
no.
4 decades?
I mean, there's a lot of 4-decaders, but, It's very difficult to hit 5. It's like Ted Williams was his first season in the majors was 1939 and his last season was 1960. So he's a 4-decade major leaguer. You got to hit a nude scene in one of the 9s to have a real good chance to do that and have a prolific nude career. So it's difficult. It's very difficult to do 5 decades. That's why there's only 1 at MrSkin.com.
Now, I asked you if there were any surprises. Were there any controversies among the picks among your subscribers?
There definitely was for Best Breasts, a very important award every year. There was so much great, beautiful women with great breasts. To pick one was tough. And you know how it is with breasts. Some guys like them small. Some guys like them shaped one way, another way. I'm the kind of guy, I think they're like pizza. They pretty much like every possible kind. But Alice Eve won for crossing over the Harrison Ford Ray Liotta flick, and I'm wowed by her. They're natural. They're about 34, between a C and a D. And one real cool thing about her, she's kind of an unknown. This was crossing over with Ray Liotta and Harrison Ford. She was in that movie. I don't know how many people saw it, but there's a movie coming out in about 10 days called She's Out of My League. And she is the hot girl that is out of their league. So hopefully a lot of guys will get to know her, and they can reflect back on this great award of Best Breast, because guys are going to see that movie and want to see her breasts, and it's going to be cool to know that she won Best Breast in our Anatomy Awards.
Now, Hugh Hefner supposedly still picks the centerfold each month. Do you pick all these awards yourself, or is it you and your staff?
I'll be honest, my guys at work here do a lot of the legwork. We have meetings, you know, about a month in advance of this. We start rounding up all the best nudity from television and the movies, and then have meetings about it. And I can imagine people out here thinking, geez, I wish I worked at a company where your meetings were looking at the best nude scenes of the year. So I do realize how fun this job is. But, yeah, we take it seriously, and we don't want to miss anything. We want to make sure that we get all the great nude moments, but also have a lot of fun with it. And in the end, I am the final say, but the guys make passionate pleas. I hate to say that there's much master debating going on in here, but we do go back and forth on a lot of this stuff. And, hey, we have an award this year for best making out with a Rottweiler scene, Asia Argento in Go-Go Tales. So we have fun with it and get every single great nude or underwear moment from the year.
I saw that. I was going to ask you. I was looking to get my own pun in. I wondered if it was a skinocracy.
Well, it's everything you can imagine. But in the end, you know, my name's on it, so I have to make sure that I approve this message. Let's say that.
All right, fair enough. Do the categories vary much from year to year?
You know, I mean, your best breast, best butt, breast picture, all those, best TV show, all that stuff stays pretty much the same throughout. But yeah, you know, there's some years, and not every year, Bob, do I get a best nude water skiing scene. So that is why they vary, and that's what makes it so much fun. I mean, every year I have a best underwear scene, but, you know, you don't always get a best 3D nude scene. You don't always get a best nude wearing glasses, best boobs on glass. That's one that we were able to get in this year that I haven't in past years. So, yes, they vary from year to year, but the mainstays, the body parts, always are there.
Do you expect with all the 3D movies that we're seeing this year that best 3D nudity will be recurring, or do you think there's...
I hope so. We did the best 3D nude scene this year, Betsy Ruined My Bloody Valentine, was just fantastic at the 22-minute mark. Not only is she completely nude, but, you know, that's coming to you in 3D. So it just couldn't say enough about how great that was. But I'm hoping there's more and more 3D movies with nudity so that this isn't a rarity. I hope it becomes a common theme.
You did have one of the categories. I don't know if this was a new category or not, but best boobs on glass scene.
Yeah. Like I said, tough to work that one in every year, but if you have an opportunity, you got to do it. You know, the benchmark, there's two famous moments in movies where boobs were up on glass. I think of Joy Harmon and Cool Hand Luke when Paul Newman and the Chain Gang are sweating and working out there, and this girl comes out and washes her car and presses her breasts against the glass. Now, she was clothed, so it was more of a tease than anything, but as far as nude, Uschi DeGarde in Kentucky Fried Movie from the 70s is the all-time greatest breast pressed against glass scene in movie history. But this is an ode to that. So best boobs on glass this year is Melissa Jones in Butterfly Effect Revelations, and I was happy to get one in this year.
Now, this one surprised me. The best network upskirt, Molly Shannon and Kath and Kim. So you found something redeemable about Kath and Kim.
Yeah, well, the show didn't last long, but my skin scouts here at the office were in the Mr. Skin Laboratories were always working hard looking for slip-ups. And Molly Shannon does a leg kick, and I'm telling you, if you watch the video, you would never think anything just happened. It happened so quick, but thank God for frame by frame, because the guys caught a very funny moment. You know, NBC is known as must-see TV, or it was after that. It is muff-see TV. So Molly Shannon and Kath and Kim won Best Network Upskirt. Pretty cool stuff.
Oh, God. And how many times have you had Best Making Out with a Rottweiler?
This was a new one. This, I can tell you, in the 11 years, this is the first. And I can probably say that in the next 11 years, it'll never happen again. But when you get an opportunity like Asia Argento in Go-Go Tales, you gotta take advantage.
Now, I have to agree with you on this one category. Actress we most want to see nude in 2010,
oh,
Christina,
yes.
Hendricks.
Oh, yes. You and I are on the same page on that, and she plays Joni, the office manager on the wildly successful AMC show Mad Men. It's a great show. I love it. It's one that myself and Mrs. Skin watch never miss when it's on television, and she is very full-figured like the women of the 50s and 60s, and I just hoping she'll do a nude scene. So she was not only my own, but so many people email me or ask me when I do radio shows if she's ever been naked, and unfortunately it hasn't happened yet, but hopefully she will do one, and if she does, that'll be great news. It sounds like not only for me, but for you too.
Absolutely. There's some great photos of her in Esquire from a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, I saw those. Those were ridiculous.
Those were great. And, you know, she showed up. We recently, someone recommended that we watch Firefly. We had never watched the series when it was on TV. And we borrowed the disc and watched that, and she pops up. There I go again. Yeah, she pops up in that.
She came close. She took her top off, but because it was a network TV show, you couldn't see much. But from it's a shot from the back, and you could actually see, like, side boobage from the back, which was pretty cool. But she has yet to do an official nude scene.
Well, were there categories this year, like from previous years, that you were disappointed that you couldn't bring back?
Well, yeah, like Best Lesbian Scene. I like Best Wet.
Right.
Yeah, like Best Lesbian Scene's one. I mean, Best Wet T-shirt I like to try to get in every year, and we didn't have one this year. So, yeah, there's always a few, but I don't look at it so much that way. I just think I'm just excited that we could work in new ones whenever we can. So it's not like, you know, okay, I didn't have a great wet T-shirt scene this year, but, I think a lot of these categories that I haven't had before more than make up for, you know, an off wet T-shirt year, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and just for fun, because I can, I want to play, this is a little audio from Mr. Skin's top five shower scenes. So enjoy
this.
And folks, you can check out the video of this at MrSkin.com. Give a listen.
Getting clean can be very dirty, especially when it's a hot celebrity who's getting wet. So grab a towel and turn on to my top five best shower scenes.
Number five
is Angelina Jolie in Mojave Moon. Thanks to a cleverly placed bathroom mirror, we're treated to a great shot of young Angelina topless. One hand washes the other. At number four, Linda Weissmeyer and the girls of private school serve up some steamed clams and misty mams. The locker room shower's never seen a workout quite like this. Neve Campbell is number three in When Will I Be Loved. By soaping up and rinsing down her TNA during the opening credits, Nev sent her good girl party of five image down the drain. Uschi DeGard and pals turn up the pressure in Prison Girls, my number two. It's rub-a-dub jugs behind bars for these sexy jailbirds, and with a muff like that, washcloths are optional. And my number one shower scene is Khaki Hunter and Friends in Porky's, the single greatest group shower in movie history. A trio of pervs peep in on the girls as they provide a view worth adjusting your nozzle to. Watch it, rinse, and repeat.
MrSkin.com.
Fast forwarding to the good part.
And I will say that I thoroughly endorse those five selections. Great
choices.
Oh,
well, thank you. You know, I was looking at that today and thinking, you know, it's so hard to narrow these things down, but if you're going to do it, you got to just pick five. I could literally make another four of those, and people would say, you know what, those are the best five, or those are the best five, or those are the best. It's like, it just, it's impossible to nail it down, but I think we did a good job, and we have tons of these kind of videos at our website that I think people would really enjoy.
Well, you just can't beat that scene in Porky's.
No question that as far as group shower scenes go, that's the greatest ever, no question. All group shower scenes answer to that.
Hey, what do you hear about your friend, Howard Stern? Years ago, he announced he was going to remake Porky's. Whatever happened to that?
I think it's on hold. I'm not sure of the details, but I think it's dead in the water. I think he'd be talking about it if something was going on. I wish he would, because I think that's one of to me, it's a skin classic from that golden era from 1980 to 85, all those great teen sex comedies. And, you know, it's funny about, this is how much I love Porky's. We did new business cards here at our office, and my business card has from the movie poster Porky's, the eyeball looking through the peephole is on my business card. That's how much I love the movie.
That's great. I got to get one of those cards.
Yeah, it's really cool. Everyone in our office got business cards. We had them choose a movie poster, and then we, you know, made the movie poster on their card, and it's really cool. So mine was Porky's, and we have a bunch of other fun ones here. But to me, Porky's, you know, especially that voyeur type of looking through the peephole kind of sums up my business and my life. So I thought that was a great card for me.
So we've talked about the this year's awards. I mentioned at the start of the show the books. What's ahead for you in 2010? Any new media projects?
Yeah, we're doing. I'm really happy and excited about this. We're launching Mr. Skin radio syndication, and I think we're going to do a lot not only with radio syndication but also on the web. We're producing. You've seen the product we're producing here. We can do a lot of this that's safe for work, that our lists and real fun content for radio websites and a prep service to prepare radio shows for their shows. And we're talking to a lot of content talking to people about providing content for many different internet radio shows and different things that I think is perfect for us. Not to mention, we'll be launching our Mr. Skin iPhone app very soon that, as you can imagine, is going to be a lot of fun. So lots of stuff coming up. We're working very hard here, no pun intended, and we'll see what happens. But things are going great. We're really excited.
That's great. Now, Apple's notorious about being very picky about what they'll let go to the iPhone. Are you having any
issues? Right, yeah, we're
that?
On that. We understand, and there's a way for us to do it. Obviously, you can't show nudity right now. We get it, and there's a way to do it. But one of the big rumors is that they're going to offer some sort of an adult service down the road, and that could be very, very huge. So we're keeping our eye on that. But we're going to go for a Mr. Skin iPhone app that is more information than skinformation right now and until we can do it. So we'll see.
All right. Well, folks, listen, if you're over 18 and have a credit card, a legitimate credit card, you can ante up to MrSkin.com for a multi-day pass or a monthly membership, and you'll have access to thousands of photos and video clips of your favorite actresses doing their thing in the raw. Jim McBride, Mr. Skin, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, and come back.
Oh, thanks so much, Bob. That was awesome. Thanks again for having me.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, Jim. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV and film actresses, some of whom Mr. Skin undoubtedly has seen naked, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Alicia Cuthbert, Ali Sheedy, Michelle Borth, Allison Brie, and many more. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day. Come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.